This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Nigeria's electrical distribution companies reported a total electrical system collapse on Thursday, causing widespread blackouts across the country. Grid power supply is erratic in Nigeria. The grid collapsed at least four times last year, which authorities blamed on technical problems. A global aid effort for Libya gathered pace Thursday after a tsunami-sized flash flood killed thousands of people, left thousands others missing. A death toll the UN blamed in part on the legacy of years of war and chaos. The World Bank is now working with authorities in Libya and Morocco to prepare financing in response to the deadly disasters in the two countries. The bank's Turkey director, Humberto Lopez, told Reuters on Thursday, bank teams are working with both governments. It was a heart-stopping moment in Morocco yesterday when, as we hear from AP correspondent Karen Chamas, a tremor was felt in a village that was devastated by last week's earthquake.
Panic erupted on the mountainside of the Moroccan village of Imintala as another smaller tremor was felt. The village was destroyed in the space of a few seconds last week. Amid the rescue efforts, there were stories of bravery, as one local resident, Fatima Ishiri, tells the AP. We lost consciousness until we were saved by the neighbours. The flow of aid continued to arrive in the village, and some local donors handed out goats to villagers. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Vladimir Putin has accepted an invitation to visit North Korea from leader Kim Jong-un, the Kremlin said on Thursday, confirming that Kim's visit to Russia would last a few more days. This is VOA News. We are keeping an eye on Hurricane Lee, which is now heading north up the Atlantic off the east coast of the United States and just to the west of Bermuda. As we hear now from AP reporter Jackie Quinn.
The outer bands of Hurricane Lee are lashing Bermuda, even though the storm's passing well west of the island. Dr. Michael Brennan at the National Hurricane Center.
Tropical storm force winds more than 250 miles away from the center of the storm.
Bermuda's government is closing schools, banks, and even its airport, expected to reopen Friday. The hurricane's expected journey north prompted a hurricane watch for eastern Maine and warnings for much of New England.
From Watch Hill, Rhode Island, all the way up to Stonington, Maine.
Starting Friday night.
We can certainly see, you know, tree damage, some power outages.
Flash flooding is expected with heavy rains and storm surge, and rip currents will make the waters dangerous. I'm Jackie Quinn.
As the Hollywood writers and actors strike continues, they don't only weigh down on the actors and the writers. It's a big industry, and there are many people who support the studios and TV networks, and they're hit as well. For example, as we hear now from Reuters correspondent Jillian Kutchner, the janitors who work there are also out of work.
Yolanda Sendejas, a 43-year-old mother of two, lost her job as a studio janitor in May when the union representing Hollywood's writers went on strike. The ongoing writer and actor strikes could not have come at a worse time for Sendejas, who lost her health insurance after she was laid off.
I'm diabetic and I have to get my medicine, so it's a little difficult because medicines bought outside are expensive. Then you start to think your savings are not great. Your medication is expensive, and other expenses to cover are difficult.
The union representing janitors in July joined the Writers Guild and the SAG-AFTRA Actors Union at a rally outside Netflix's offices. The janitors there said they were falling behind on their bills and expressed worry for taking on debt.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kutchner, who says the president of the janitors union, David Huerta, said the studios were still cutting jobs. The son of ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi says he's increasingly worried about his 78-year-old mother's health and about Myanmar's violent political crisis, which he calls desperate. Said his mother has no access to legal counsel or her personal doctors and is under a form of solitary confinement. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.